Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, January 12, 2025.
Tragic Jeju Air Flight Crash Investigation. On January 11, 2025, news surfaced about the devastating crash of Jeju Air Flight 7C2216, a Boeing 737-800, which occurred on December 29, 2024. The flight was headed from Thailand to Muen International Airport in South Korea when it landed without its landing gear, struck a concrete barrier, and exploded, resulting in 179 fatalities among the 181 passengers and crew. This incident marks South Korea's worst aviation disaster. The South Korean Transport Ministry revealed that the flight recorders stopped capturing data just 4 minutes before the crash, raising questions about the unusual data loss. Investigators are exploring possible causes, including a bird strike and faulty landing gear. The pilot had warned of a potential bird strike before attempting an emergency landing, but ended up approaching the runway from the wrong direction. In the aftermath, authorities raided Muen International Airport and Jeju Air's offices in Seoul. Transport Minister Park Sang-woo has resigned, expressing deep responsibility for this tragedy. As investigations continue, the focus is on uncovering the factors behind this heartbreaking incident and ensuring that similar tragedies are prevented in the future.
Syria's path to stability. On January 10, 2025, a pivotal press conference unfolded in Damascus, the capital of Syria. Assad Hassan al-Shibani, Syria's interim foreign minister, met with Italy's foreign minister, Antonio Tajani, to discuss the country's future. They highlighted the urgent need for laws that apply to everyone and equal rights for all Syrians, emphasizing the government's dedication to freedom for every citizen. Al-Shibani announced an upcoming national conference aimed at uniting diverse voices within Syrian society to shape a new political landscape and ensure accountability for past actions. Tajani stressed the importance of lifting sanctions that have hampered Syria's recovery and improved living conditions. This meeting reflects ongoing efforts to stabilize Syria after years of conflict that began in 2011, with international cooperation seen as vital for recovery. The discussions underscore the critical role of unity and stability in rebuilding Syria. This press conference marks a hopeful step toward a more inclusive future as the Syrian government seeks to engage with the world and rebuild the nation.
Ghana's investigation into election-related deaths. Ghanaian President Mahama has initiated an investigation into the tragic deaths of 8 citizens during the 2020 and 2024 elections. This effort aims to deliver justice for the victims and their families. The president has directed the Inspector General of Police to form a dedicated team within the Criminal Investigations Department to focus on these election-related fatalities and review safety measures at polling stations. Electoral violence has eroded public trust in Ghana's democracy, raising concerns about future voter turnout. By establishing this team, the government demonstrates its commitment to accountability and transparency. Regular updates will keep the public informed about the investigation's progress. This action is crucial for restoring confidence in the electoral process and highlights the urgent need for better protective measures to ensure voter safety. What does this mean for the future of democracy in Ghana?
U.S.-China relations, navigating stability and challenges. U.S.-China relations are currently a mix of stability and challenges, according to Ambassador Nicholas Burns. He sees the relationship as more stable than in recent years, but warns that tensions remain. Key issues include trade practices, technology competition, and the status of Taiwan. China's assertiveness, especially in its dealings with Russia and North Korea, raises concerns for the U.S. Recent military actions in the Taiwan Strait have been provocative, and both nations have accused each other of cyberattacks. Despite these challenges, there is potential for cooperation, particularly regarding the fentanyl crisis, with President Biden and President Xi agreeing to work together. Ambassador Burns emphasizes the need for open conversation and urges U.S. lawmakers to visit China to foster better understanding. As he wraps up his nearly 3-year tenure, he believes proactive steps are essential for maintaining stability in this critical relationship.
Political crisis in South Korea, protests and impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol. Thousands of South Koreans gathered in freezing temperatures in Seoul for rival protests as investigators prepared to arrest suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol. Yoon faces serious accusations related to a controversial martial law decree he tried to impose on December 3, 2025, which has sparked the country's worst political crisis in decades. Protesters demanded Yoon's arrest or the cancellation of his impeachment. Tensions rose when Yoon ordered soldiers to storm the National Assembly to block lawmakers from voting against martial law. Since his impeachment, he has fortified his residence with barbed wire, signaling a standoff with law enforcement. Anti-Yoon protester Kim Min-ji expressed frustration over Yoon's lack of accountability, while supporter Soo Yo-han defended his actions as necessary against perceived threats. Yoon now faces serious charges for rebellion, which could lead to imprisonment or even the death penalty. If the arrest warrant is executed, he would be the first sitting president in South Korea to be arrested. The Constitutional Court has set January 14, 2025, for the start of Yoon's impeachment trial, which will proceed even if he does not attend. As the political landscape remains tense, citizens continue to voice their opinions on Yoon's presidency and the future of the nation.
Concerns over UBS's size after Credit Suisse collapse. Worries are mounting about the size of UBS Group AG following its takeover of Credit Suisse, which collapsed in March 2023. Uli Maurer, the former Swiss finance minister, warns that UBS might be too big for the Swiss economy and stresses the need to reduce risks tied to the enlarged bank. With a balance sheet of around $1.7 trillion, UBS's financial presence is now double that of Switzerland's annual economic output. This raises alarms about the potential fallout if UBS were to fail, as there are no local rivals left to absorb its losses. Maurer emphasizes that shareholders must take responsibility for the bank's management and suggests that new laws should be considered to tackle these risks. In response to the Credit Suisse crisis, the Swiss government is proposing stricter capital requirements for UBS and other major banks to boost financial stability. UBS may need to hold an additional $15 billion to $25 billion in capital. Maurer cautions that overly high capital requirements could hurt the competitiveness of Swiss banks. Meanwhile, UBS's CEO, Sergio Ermotti, reassures that the bank has enough capital to face challenges and supports many of the Swiss government's proposals for better banking regulations.
Haitian migrants face uncertain future in the U.S. Haitian migrants in the United States are grappling with uncertainty as President-elect Donald Trump plans to end vital protection programs and initiate mass deportations. Warren Dalsine, a 23-year-old political science student from Port-au-Prince, escaped the terrifying grip of gang violence in Haiti with her mother, seeking safety under the Humanitarian Parole Program. This program has allowed around 210,000 Haitian migrants to find refuge in the U.S. Despite their legal status, Dalsine is deeply worried about her mother's well-being and the potential loss of their protections. Aurélas Jean-François, another migrant, also fled Haiti's violence and economic collapse. He expresses a strong desire for self-sufficiency and stability, highlighting the significant contributions of Haitian migrants in healthcare and other service jobs. According to the Migration Policy Institute, 71% of Haitian immigrants aged 16 and older are part of the labor force. Yolette Williams, CEO of the Haitian American Alliance of New York, emphasizes the emotional toll of living in uncertainty and calls for clarity and extended protections for those who are contributing to society. As the threat of deportation looms, Dalsine and Francois remain resilient, drawing strength from their faith and dreams for a better future.
TikTok's legal battle in the U.S. A major legal showdown is taking place in Washington, D.C., as TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, face the U.S. Supreme Court. The case could force TikTok to sell itself or even lead to a ban on the app, with a deadline looming on January 19, 2025. Lawmakers are worried about national security and data privacy, fearing the Chinese government might misuse TikTok to gather information on American users. Noel Francisco, the lawyer for TikTok, cautioned that this law could set a troubling precedent for other companies. The justices expressed mixed feelings, weighing the law's impact on free speech. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's administration is pushing hard to enforce the law, stressing the urgency for ByteDance to comply. If the ban goes into effect, major tech companies like Apple and Google would have to stop offering TikTok to new users, although current users could still access it. The outcome of this case could reshape the future of social media regulation in the United States.
Greenland leaders stand firm against U.S. acquisition proposal. Greenland's political leaders have decisively rejected U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's proposal to acquire the Danish territory. This strong stance highlights Greenland's commitment to independence and self-determination. All five political parties in the Inatsisartut, Greenland's parliament, voiced their opposition to the idea of U.S. control. Marian Paviasen, spokesperson for the ruling Inuit Ataqatigiit Party, stated that she wants an independent Greenland. Erik Jensen, chairman of the Sumit Party, echoed this sentiment, emphasizing the island's desire for self-governance. Meanwhile, Jens Frederik Nielsen from the Demokratiet Party advocated for cooperation with the U.S., but firmly rejected any notion of annexation. Akelu Jeremiasen of the Atisut Party and Pelle Broberg from the Nalarak Party also opposed Trump's proposal, asserting that Greenland is not a commodity to be traded. With a population of around 60,000, Greenland has a rich history and was a Danish colony until 1953. The recent statements from its leaders reaffirm their determination to maintain autonomy and resist external pressures.
Biden honors Pope Francis with Medal of Freedom. On January 11, 2025, President Joe Biden awarded Pope Francis the prestigious Presidential Medal of Freedom, the top civilian honor in the U.S. This historic moment marked the first time Biden presented the medal with distinction during his presidency. The award recognizes individuals who have made significant contributions to society and world peace. At 82, Biden expressed deep respect for the 88-year-old Pope who has led the Roman Catholic Church since 2013. The ceremony took place as Biden's presidency neared its end on January 20, 2025. Although he had planned to meet the Pope in Rome, he canceled the trip to manage the federal response to wildfires in California. In the days leading up to the event, Biden also honored notable figures like Hillary Clinton chef Jose Andres and conservationist Jane Goodall. Their discussions focused on global peace efforts and the Pope's advocacy for vulnerable communities. Pope Francis, born Jorge Bergoglio in Argentina, has been a strong advocate for peace amid ongoing conflicts, including Russia's war with Ukraine and tensions involving Israel and Hamas. The relationship between Biden and the Pope highlights important themes of faith and humanitarianism, showcasing the ongoing dialogue between the U.S. government and the Vatican on pressing global issues.
China's bold monetary moves. On January 10, 2025, the People's Bank of China, or PBOC, unveiled its most aggressive monetary policy changes in a decade, aiming to boost the economy amid looming tariff hikes from the United States. The recent pause in Treasury bond purchases highlights the bloc's struggle with limited resources in a tough economic climate. Analysts are worried about potential currency and capital outflows, weak credit demand, and the challenges of cutting interest rates or adjusting the reserve requirement ratio, which is the cash banks must hold. With the Chinese yuan currently trading at about 7.331 Chinese yuan for one U.S. dollar, further depreciation could threaten domestic growth. Governor Pan Gongsheng hinted at a possible reserve requirement cut by the end of 2024, but that hasn't happened yet. The shift from a long-standing cautious approach to a more flexible stance reflects the urgency to tackle falling prices and sluggish growth. While some experts believe a weaker currency could enhance export competitiveness, the PBOC must carefully balance its monetary policy with exchange rate stability in the months ahead.
Ethiopia launches historic stock exchange. Ethiopia has made a groundbreaking move by launching its first stock exchange in over 50 years, a development that could reshape its economy. The Ethiopian Securities Exchange, or ESX, was officially opened by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed in the vibrant capital of Addis Ababa. This exciting initiative aims to create a lively investment market, inviting both local and foreign investors to trade in stocks and bonds. As part of the government's efforts to open up the economy, the ESX is expected to attract new investments and stimulate economic growth in a country with around 126 million people. This launch is especially significant, coming after a long absence of a stock exchange since the fall of Emperor Haile Selassie in 1974. By adopting modern trading practices, the ESX aims to provide a reliable platform for investors, helping Ethiopia advance economically and integrate into the global financial landscape.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.